Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. This is episode 14, where we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of ourselves we truly want to become. Today's episode is all about self-discipline. Self-discipline can be applied in many, many ways, especially in our lives, in our training, in our interactions with others, and overcoming stressful, high-resistance situations. And today I'm going to cover a couple of deeper discussions on this topic, things that I share with my clients that help them push through not only in their workouts, but in other aspects of life. And I'm going to share that today with you. So let's get it. We've heard the term self-discipline. It's been thrown around a lot, but what does this actually mean and how can we apply it into our own lives? On the surface, self-discipline looks and feels like it's all about being consistent and doing the work it takes to reach your goal when you don't even want to do it. And the magic is, it is exactly that. However, it's more than just a couple of directional sentences about being persistent and pushing through the crappy tasks it takes to reach a goal. Underneath the surface level are the mental battles that you face when you actually try and apply self-discipline in your life. The things I'm about to speak about are the reasons for myself that I feel like I stayed on the sidelines longer than I needed to in my life, not truly challenging myself. And it's also where I think it becomes very valid, where if it's easy, everyone will do it. It's not because they're not disciplined as a whole in general, it's because they're failing to overcome these mental battles when it comes to applying discipline itself. So how can you even be disciplined when you're giving in to these mental battles that you face when you face resistance or struggle or any kind of interaction that makes you react quickly? The mental thoughts that pop up that we face when we're in our lives and we are hit with some kind of struggle, resistance, are usually quick and reactive. These reactive thoughts are responding to the outside environment that we're experiencing. A lot of the time, majority of the time, when we experience these reactive thoughts, they beat us and we cave to it and can also cause us to change our actions in response to them. I'll give you a couple of examples of this so that you can reference it in different ways that discipline can be applied or where there's some value in practicing discipline so that you're no longer keeping in the same loop, reacting in a negative way, and just wondering why you're always having these situations pop up. So imagine you're at work and you receive some kind of critical, constructive feedback from your boss or leader about a project or work that you've been doing. Instantly, you might have a flood of intrusive, reactive thoughts that make you feel frustrated or even self-sabotaging in the sense of I'm not good at my work or I should quit, things like this. These are usually swift, immediate, and reactive thoughts that pop up in that situation. And in the other end, you might feel defensive, become argumentative, and it turn into this big thing that could have been avoided if we applied self-discipline in a situation like that so that we can take on a lesson from the constructive criticism rather than just saying, hey man, you're attacking me, this isn't how I work, blah, blah, blah. And if you've ever had something like that occur, this can really affect multiple areas of your work, in your relationships, in your efficiency when it comes to doing a task, and in the end can leave you in a negative spiral, imploding, all because of an intrusive thought that came up. And the more that we allow ourselves to be influenced by these thoughts that pop up, the reactive thoughts, the less we're able to take a more measured, constructive standpoint from the feedback we've just received. Therefore, we cannot grow. And it is also possible that the person giving you the feedback is just actually digging at you. Another example, you can just see it for what it is and they're a little bit lost themselves and they're taking it out on you. So, or they're jealous, I don't know, anything like that. But in the end, you've got a new opportunity with that to practice self-discipline, to not give them what they want, which is the reaction. Another example which applies the exact same is during a workout. And this normally pops up when you're feeling the pain or discomfort or burn during a workout set. One of the sure ways to progress the quickest is to become familiar with the pain and discomfort that you experience during a workout and become unreactive to it where you would normally have quit or given up. When you isolate a muscle group or feel that weighted level of pressure, these mind games can kick in the exact same way, telling you to leave it there or just to quit the set because you've done enough, which is going to lead you spinning your wheels, wondering why progress takes so long and maybe there's just something wrong with my workout program, where really all it came down to was your level of ability that was unpracticed in those moments to push through the boundary of discomfort, which is where discipline can be applied mentally and physically. As it is expected to challenge yourself and reach new heights and break comfort zones, push boundaries that were previously set so that you can progress faster, so that you can get stronger, so that you can fuel your mind by trusting your body more and showing that you don't end it all or not survive the burn or the discomfort. So when it comes to the workout, gaining the understanding that the speed in which you can be comfortable being uncomfortable and get used to it through repetition of practice gives you more opportunity to exercise this aspect of discipline. And this teaches you to not be as reactive when you feel that pressure or discomfort and burn in a workout set. And that right there will lead you to push beyond those boundaries I was talking about and to not quit on yourself where you normally would. Now remember, there is a threshold when it comes to this aspect of training. Because when you reach a boundary level where you normally would quit, when you nudge past it, it's going to feel very unfamiliar and unknown. So there is a level that your body isn't used to. So you can keep inching your way forward until your body starts to go, hey man, I'm getting used to this. This isn't as bad as I thought. Now you've reached a new level. And then you continue that process with consistency each workout, pushing that little bit extra just so you can feel the new feeling, get familiar with it, and reach that higher level each session, because you are starting to make the unknown familiar to you, which teaches your body and mind to be okay with it. And once again, this equals faster progress, all because you activated a perspective to help you apply self-discipline. So the problem when we face these intrusive reactive thoughts to anything we're experiencing that triggers them to come up, we usually feel the full experience and are sucked into that moment and we lose sight of the bigger picture and the goal. Think about where this can lead in terms of your mindset and your actions if it's repeated that same way. Holding on to the emotions from these intrusive thoughts from situations in our lives can lead us to a distractive aspect of actions and also avoidance and much more. So it is absolutely our job to manage ourselves in these moments so that we aren't beaten by these thoughts and we allow them to come up, be addressed, and move on from them. And doing so will help us achieve these goals that we dream to achieve, whether that be in life or in a workout for our bodies and minds, whatever it may be. It is our duty and our job to manage ourselves this way. Why? Because it is guaranteed to come up for all of us, especially when we're nudging against old boundaries that we've set or that we're not used to passing. So it is paramount. It is paramount to push beyond and to look out for ourselves and manage these thoughts that come up. We must catch ourselves in the act, especially when these thoughts come up. Learning to recognize these feelings when they pop up and choosing to allow them to pass, not through ignorance, but through an understanding of knowing exactly what it is that's popping up. And it is a signal that's triggering your ego and your insecurities, which is where the voice in your head that comes up, which I like to call the bitch voice, because it constantly complains and finds things to sook about, that voice comes up and is what intercepts you and changes your actions. And usually it arcs up and has a lot to say either to that person or the activity or about yourself. It's going to pop up and try and distract you. And our job is to not allow it to win. That's what discipline is. Doing the things you don't want to do because those voices are not very happy about it, because you know the thing you're doing is taking you towards the goal that you want to achieve. Learning through practice of challenging these comfort zones we usually reside in and uncaging these insecurities. And a very large point on this is exposing our ego's tendencies to keep us in a program that it is most familiar with, that we're used to, where we constantly don't go beyond those old boundaries within that familiar zone, it's going to do its best to stay there. When we understand that, it is a sure way of faster progress because we're no longer settling inside that familiar area. We're pushing the boundary to the unknown and making the unknown familiar, which is a rapid way of learning to manage yourself and remaining in control of your own thoughts and reactions. Until you accept that this could quite possibly be the reason why you feel like you're spinning your wheels and that progression just doesn't seem to come easy to you, versus someone who understands what is happening, the perspective that these thoughts are coming up because we're doing things that are challenging these comfort zones, that cause that bitch voice to come up and complain and work really hard to influence you to stay the same and don't change, don't make it unfamiliar for me, please, as it always starts in your mind. So allow yourself the opportunity to feel. Feel the feelings that come up. And if you fail at anything, whether it be in a workout or out in life and work or in relationships, doesn't mean that you're weak or incapable or unworthy. It just means that you haven't got the understanding or perspective to apply in your life yet. You haven't practiced it, that the greatest power we can hold is persistence towards triumph over any obstacle or struggle or problem that we face. Self-discipline isn't just the buzzwords that they are. It goes deep into the concepts that the mind controls the outcome. So my question to you is, how in control are you of your reactive thoughts? Do you think that there's areas that you could work on through applying these concepts I've spoken of today? Because I can promise you one thing. When you finally make the decision to look at them, no longer tolerate this same old level that we reside in, and you go beyond, and you go to those higher levels where you break through the comfort zone that you're used to feeling and experiencing, you're going to see that potential I'm always talking about. You're going to see that you've always had it, that you've always been waiting just for that perfect moment. And the key is you're always in control to experience it at any moment with whatever activity, challenging task, or thing that you're doing, whether it be working out, life, relationships, doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. It's how we react. It is our job to be the orchestrator and the conductor of our ship that we're sailing so that we can steer it in the direction that we want to go. Because otherwise, we're going to be doing some donuts in that ship. We don't want to do that. So answer that question for yourself. Re-listen to this again if you have to, and let it get ingrained into your mind so that you can answer the questions of where aren't you paying attention and where do you quit on yourself the most. And this is where you can begin the process straight away in applying self-discipline so you can go to those higher levels and achieve faster, all because you went beyond. Expose it. Recognize the pattern within yourself, because these things are going to teach you and show you just how much you normally leave on the table. And maybe when you see that, you may just go, what? I'm taking all of that stuff I leave on the table and I'm going to go as far as possible. But first, you've got to recognize it, see it, apply the self-discipline within the activities you find you need it the most, and unlock that potential that's going to lead you to those further points in life. So this was a short and sweet podcast on self-discipline in the ways that I apply it within myself. My personal favorite is training, because it's the perfect training ground. Like I've said in other videos, you get to apply self-discipline against the pain that you feel. And that is the exact same process that you can do in life when you are being in an argument, or someone's having a go at you, or life's stressful, or work just is taking forever and your bitch voice comes up. You learn to become unreactive. So I hope what I've said today has resonated with you, and you can take some pieces and apply it in your own life. And I'm just keen to hear about how well this new level looks for you, because we all got it. I'm no different. This is the same thing that people have to do when they're trying to achieve anything great, and you can do it at your level that you like. It's tailored for you. You decide. So thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next podcast.